Chapter 10 The Plight of the Faithless in Srila Haridas Thakur's time. Materialists are always oblivious to Sri Hari. Somehow or other they remain very far away from bhakti, which aims at remembrance of Sri Hari, and are instead mad to gratify their material senses. Even during Srila Haridas Thakur's time, people were bewildered by Maya and exceedingly obsessed with satisfying their senses. Therefore, they had become completely devoid of devotion to Lord Vishnu. Although the scripture sings about the limitless glories of the holy name, atheistic people would not bother to study them. Nobody could understand why Srila Haridas Thakur performed Harinam Sankirtan or what his motive was. This is because Sri Gaur Sundar had not yet begun propagating bhakti in the form of love for chanting Krishna's name, Krishna Nam Prem, in this world. Due to the absence of Harikatha and Kirtan, people had become devoid of devotion to Sri Vishnu and were therefore unable to understand the exalted position of Vaishnavas. Thus they envied the Vaishnavas, disregarding and ridiculing them. Avoiding the association of such envious people, all the devotees would meet in a secluded place and perform Harinam Sankirtan. The atheistic miscreants, knowing nothing of Bhagavad Bhakti, could not tolerate this. They would furiously ridicule them, saying, "All these Brahmins who loudly perform Harinam Kirtan are sentimentalists and employ many deceptive tricks to fill their bellies and earn their livelihood. O brothers, the way these hypocrites loudly perform Kirtan of Bhagavan's names is against the verdict of the scriptures. They only make a show of religious performance to fill their bellies. A terrible famine will consequently befall our country. These people will only bring misfortune to the world by introducing such a practice of begging." Some godless Marthas would say, "It is now Chaturmasya, when Bhagwan rests for 4 months, but these hypocrites are still screaming out his name. Is this appropriate? If their shouting interrupts the Lord's rest, then he will certainly become angry. His anger will lead to famine. There is no doubt about it." Hearing this, others would angrily say, "If at any time we lack grain, or if the cost of the food increases, then we will catch those people and give them a good beating." Someone with a little knowledge of Ekadashi said, "It is written in the scriptures that on the day of Ekadashi, one should stay awake the whole night and perform the Lord's Kirtan. But what is the need to do such loud Kirtan on all other days?" These evil-minded people thought, "There is no use in loudly calling out the Lord's names over and over again, since the living entities are bound by the fruits of their action, karma, and because the Lord is also subservient to the laws of karma, the conditioned living entities only increase their bile secretion by calling out the name of the Lord." In this way, those who were neither devotees nor entirely atheistic put forth such useless statements. When any of these statements reached the ears of the Vaishnavas, they would feel aggrieved. Nonetheless, they did not give up performing Harinam Sankirtan. Ulterior desires and the practices of karma, reward-seeking activity. Yoga means pursuit of mystic power, or jnana, philosophical speculation, harbored deceit. Neither such pretense of service to the Lord nor a direct act against Him can ever be called bhakti. However, the people of that time were greatly taken by such anti-devotional considerations. The conditioned soul's physical and mental propensities deterred them from the path of pure bhakti, thereby concealing her glories even as they blazed before them. The Vaishnavas' every act brings auspiciousness to this world. Such false accusations against the Lord's devotees never bring the living entities auspiciousness. Rather, they lead them to hell. Through Kirtan, The devotees render Bhagwan the highest service. It is not that Vaishnavas, out of laziness, become greedy for the hard-earned money of ordinary people. They do not enjoy or accept any part of it. Rather, the Vaishnavas utilize the objects ordinary people have amassed for their sense gratification in the service of Sri Hari, and thereby they act for everyone's eternal benefit. Seeing the world averse to Bhagwan and Bhakti, the supremely compassionate Srila Haridas Thakur felt great pain in his heart. He fearlessly continued to loudly chant Harinam. Due to their sinful tendencies, many people did not wish to hear the pure Harinam Kirtan coming from the lotus mouth of Srila Haridas Thakur. Only extremely unfortunate people develop such an inauspicious and sinful propensity. Srila Haridas Thakur was a sincere servant of the non-dual absolute truth, Sri Krishna. Although most of the society was inimical toward bhakti, he was devoid of even the slightest fear arising from material absorption. Even after facing many types of difficulties and impediments set forth by wicked persons, he never stopped engaging in Harinam Sankirtan.